Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Musically, you cannot go wrong with the music of Weather Report. We're featuring the music of the legendary, groundbreaking jazz rock band here on our live music segment here for this month's Current State. It's performed by the Arlene McDaniel Quartet. Here is Three Views of a Secret. Three Views of a Secret by Weather Report, performed here by the Arlene McDaniel Quartet. You'll hear the band's homage to Weather Report next Tuesday night at Moriarty's. Arlene McDaniel, John Gewirtz, Hank Horton, and Jeff Shoup this coming Tuesday evening at Moriarty's. Arlene McDaniel, great to have you back on Current State.
Great to be back, Mark.
I'm led to believe this Weather Report tribute is your brainstorm.
Well, in a way, it actually started with the three of us, Hank and John and I. We teach at Hillsdale College, and our previous concert featured the music of Weather Report. And we put so much work into it. When Jeff contacted me about doing my own feature at Mort's, it was kind of a no-brainer. I said, I'd really like to play this music again.
Yeah. How many tracks do you have down altogether?
We're going to have 8 songs on the performance, and I'm going to be using 4 keyboards, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Outstanding. What's the appeal of this band's music for you?
Well, this band was pretty instrumental in my introduction to jazz as a youngster, you know, because it's kind of a crossover. And I grew up in Detroit area, and I was a rock and roller, and I really didn't even discover jazz until late in high school. But this band was part of that, you know. Of course, Birdland, the most famous composition that they've ever written, but I actually saw them at Pine Knob in 1981.
So. You anticipated one of my questions. I wanted to ask if anybody in the group had ever seen them. So 81 at Pine Knob. And, of course, a bass player, Hank Horton, has got to love playing Weather Report music because of the legendary Jaco Pastorius. Those are some shoes to fill, though, for you, right?
It's a lot of fun. There are a few things in your life that you remember where you were the first time. You remember when the first man walked on the moon, and you remember the first time you turned on Jaco's first album.
Yeah.
So,
what was your introduction to Jaco Pastorius?
It was his first album, his first solo album.
Yeah, I remember that too.
Weather Report and on and on. And not trying to copy him, but just to, you know, get a feel and a style for him.
He had a sound. I mean, he played an instrument, I think, that was just had its own. Is that an alembic bass?
No, it's actually a Fender Jazz, just like this. And I've tried to clone his, because one thing that he did was put marine epoxy, because he lived near the ocean. He put that on the neck so he could use round wound strings and it wouldn't chew it up.
Yeah.
I've done the same thing. I actually just got these pickups from a guy that used to make pickups for Jaco. So this is about as close as I can come.
Wow.
It'll give you the sound, but it doesn't give you the fingers.
Well, he had a sound. He had a sound that I don't think anybody in the world had ever heard before, coming out of a bass, as much music as we may have heard up until then. Did you see the band perform?
Never did. No. Never did. But I did meet his ex-wives and jammed with his kids, because about 25 years ago, I was planning on doing a tribute to him in Chicago and wanted to get their blessing. So that was about as close. He'd already died, you know, at that point. But sat in his house, listened to some tapes of his that Ingrid pulled out that nobody had ever heard. That was pretty cool.
The group broke up more than 30 years ago now. It's hard to believe for people who were there 30 years ago, like the three of us all were. Do you detect that the band has relevance for younger listeners, Arlene?
Absolutely. You know, especially the compositions that they played were not just like little head charts. Like most jazz musicians were playing standard compositions that are just tunes, you know, but this goes way beyond that. And from an educational standpoint as well, it's really a good example of how you can you can use improvisation and the jazz harmonies, but it's a through composed piece. You know, like the piece we just played, Three Views, it has all of these different sections, but yet there's like a common thread that ties it all together.
Do you detect the relevance of this band in 2017, Hank?
Absolutely, because I think they crossed a lot of genres. You know, you can describe them as jazz, as fusion, as rock, but I mean, it's real aggressive, and every person in that band could really play, you know. So it's you know, when we did it at Hillsdale, it was kind of like a rock concert, you know, because I mean, it has to have some power to it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you really have to know your instrument too.
Hank Horton, bass player, Arlene McDaniel on keyboards, and also with us here today, John Gewurz and Jeff Shoup, our rhythm section. I'm sorry. John is a sax player, and Jeff Shoup on drums. We're talking with Arlene McDaniel and Hank Horton of the Arlene McDaniel Quartet. They perform songs by Weather Report this coming Tuesday night at Moriarty's Jazz Tuesday on Michigan Avenue. How did you start to put together this set, Arlene?
Well, it was kind of the brainstorm, actually, of the drummer we work with at Hillsdale, Larry Ochiltree. And he, you know, we were all talking as a group about we'd like to do a fusion set for our next concert. So this would have been, you know, like at the end of last spring semester, we kind of put these tunes together. Mm-hmm. And my thought was, well, you know, I do have access to these keyboards, and to really do the music Justice, you know, Joe Zawinul was like an octopus at the keyboard. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if you look at videos of him, he's in a cave of keyboards, you mm-hmm. know. So that was a lot of fun for me just to experience that, you know, and logistically just moving from one keyboard to the next.
I want to mention real briefly, Hank, you've told us before about Marshall Music's open house this weekend. I'll let our weekend listeners aware, make them aware that the open house is this weekend. Briefly, what can visitors do during this event?
Well, it's Saturday from 2 to 4. We'll have an instrument petting zoo, just about any instrument in Marshall's, wind, brass, reeds, anything. Any kid, any adult, any grandma, grandpa can play it. We're going to have a lot of performances. We're actually going to play a couple of songs there, too.
Very good. We want to let both of you get back to your positions because we're going to have Arlene, Hank, Jeff, and John play us out. That wraps up Current State. Thank you for joining us today on Current State. And the Arlene McDaniel Quartet's going to play us out with a weather report that a lot of people have heard. It's Birdland. This is Current State.